You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
We are the Unpack Podcast from AcmePackingCompany.com and SB Nation, a special post-bye week trivia game edition of the Unpack Pod. We are on Twitter at the Unpack Pod, on Instagram for no discernible reason at the Unpack Pod. Our Patreon is patreon.com/theunpackpod. Like, subscribe, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. They help the show. We read them all. Funny ones get read on the air. Maybe. I'm Zach Rapport, at Zach Rapport on Twitter in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I am joined my trivia panel for the day. Firstly, from parts unknown. No, I'm just kidding. Weighing in at 2 stones, 3. I don't know. Alex Patakis out in New York. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Excited for trivia. I'm very bad at trivia, so I'm excited to be hosting trivia.
Oh, you're not participating?
Obviously. No. We'll get into the details in a bit, but yeah, I will. I'll be your proctor, I guess is the word. Is that the word? Is that a word? Is that applicable? Also joined by Ben Foldy, wearing a stylish knit cap, man. Not much. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Also joined in his Wisconsin Badgers athleisure, it is the corporate overlord, our fearless leader, Evan Tex Western. How are you, man?
I'm good. Bye week was fun. Didn't have to worry about football, college football or pro football for that matter. So yeah. I got to spend all weekend curling. So that's always a good time.
Yeah. So you're on, this is great. Bye week banter. This is a great way to start the show. You do as like an intramural curling club. You compete against other teams.
Yeah. I'm a member of the Columbus Curling Club, and I have been for several years now. And, this past weekend is our club's biggest Bonspiel of the year. So, tournament of the
biggest
year.
Biggest what?
Bonspiel. Yeah. But,
is curling a German thing?
No, I don't know why they picked a German word to describe the tournament for a Scottish sport. We're all as confused as you are, but okay. Yeah, we had 24 teams in town for the Spiel. I think 4 or 5 from our club, and then everybody else traveled in from out of town. And yeah, just had a good weekend curling, eating, drinking, not really worrying about football.
Yeah.
Can I ask a curling question quickly while we're
absolutely
on this?
Absolutely.
There's no such thing as a curling prime, right?
You can have a prime, but so much of it is, yeah, skill and strategy that...
like, in theory, you could make it to the Olympics still. Like, that window is not closed.
Oh, yeah. Correct? Yeah, absolutely. Kevin Martin, one of the greatest curlers of all time, was still winning tournaments in his 50s, maybe even 60s, up in Canada. I think he was the Canadian Olympian in 2014. So... now he does commentating for NBC Sports, which is fun. So we get to get all of his insight when we get to watch him here coming up in about, 2.5 months?
Yeah, February.
So Winter Olympics. Yeah, Scotties, the Briar. It's all going on now to decide the Olympic team's representatives.
I don't know where to
That's
go.
That's probably enough curling talk for a football podcast.
I don't know where to go from curling talk. I feel like... I don't know why they picked
the
German
word. Do something and now feel old. Like, yeah, you know, you go like play basketball now. You're like old. If you go,
I like any sport or competition where it's like part of the fun of it is that you can just drink beer and just try not to fall on the ice. That feels like, is that, am I describing it right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Especially at the recreational level for sure.
All right. Well, speaking of the recreational level, I thought we would do something a little different coming out of the bye week and do some trivia. And that's why I've gathered you guys here today. And I thought it would be a little bit of a treat for the listeners, since there's no game to talk about, and there's technically a game coming this weekend, but we'll let other people talk about that. But long story short, on our Patreon, which, by the way, once again, patreon.com/theunpackpod, I was connected with a patron named Matt Doherty, and we've been chatting through Patreon for, I believe, about a year, if not more now. He does a trivia podcast called the Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast, and he was actually supposed to be on tonight to help host this, and some crossed wires. He wasn't able to do it, but he has provided me with some trivia questions. We've been going back and forth about getting him on to do a trivia episode. Figured the bye week would be a good time to do it. He's supplied the questions. I've supplied the contestants, I guess, while you guys are supplying that. I'm actually pumped to not be participating because, as I often say on this show, I am an idiot. So glad to, I can just stand back and let other people try to answer some questions. And with that, I think we should just get right into it. I'm going to, maybe like three times a year, I hit this sounder on my board called Game Show that I made. I don't know whatever I made that for, but it's there. And I feel like it works here. We are going to buck the usual format that Matt has for his show, because we like to keep a tight 30-40 minutes here. Tex probably has dinner in the oven right now, so here are the basic trivia rules. Each correct answer worth 25 points. I'll keep track of all of that on my end. In the event that we have a tie, we can do a Final Jeopardy style tiebreaker question. You guys can wager points, but otherwise, you can forget about the points. There's going to be two halves, four questions each, and each half is a different style of question. So in the second half, four questions are going to be in the format of a haiku, and you know we love that. So I'll read a haiku, which will be a trivia question. You guys will chime in with your answers. And I should also add, it's first come, first serve. So if you know the answer, just shout it out. And no rules. Just right. Is that a slogan? That's a slogan.
I think it's Outback Steakhouse's slogan.
So wait, how are we like chiming in?
Well, you guys are all on camera here, so just give me a shout, just wave your hand, and I'm keeping track of everything. I'm the proctor, I believe is the word that we arrived at. So
we're to wait until you call on us, but officially buzz in by raising our hand.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's cleaner. Yes. I like that.
And so again, the second half is going to be four questions, haiku form. So I'll read a haiku and you guys will try to figure out the answer. The first half questions are a category that Matt and the Benchwarmers crew called pre and post game. And it's a bit of a wordplay category. So allow me to explain. There's going to be four questions, before and after style. And it's like a combination of two different answers. So for example, if I said, what NBA big man started his career with the Harlem Globetrotters on his way to two NBA championships and four MVPs, who was also a starting quarterback for the Oilers and Packers from 1971 to 1985? The answer would be Wilt Chamberlain Dickey. Tex is nodding.
Nice.
Is that, I know you're a trivia buff. Is this a category style you're familiar with?
I get it now.
Yeah, it's a pretty standard Jeopardy style. I gotcha. Like it.
All right. And he also added here in typing out these notes for me, which Matt Doherty, once again, thank you very much. Just to be certain, even though the example here had a non-Packer in it, all of these answers are going to be Packers front and back, all Packers related. So, with that, are we ready to try a thing and start round one?
Cheers.
Ready.
As Tex grabs a glass of, I missed the pre-show drink talk. I'm assuming it's bourbon.
Correct. Safe bet.
I get 25 points for recognizing bourbon from 1,000 miles away. All right, here we go. First question. 30-year coach of the Packers and the name of the Title Town celebration that ironically was started in Milwaukee. Alex, what do you got?
What is Curly Lambeau Leap?
Yes! I'm going to give you a polite golf clap, which is another sounder I just made for this.
I like that one.
Curly Lambeau Leap is the answer.
You do forget that that was Milwaukee where Leroy first did that.
Gold package greatness.
Yeah, yeah. The county stadium leap didn't have the same ring to it.
Yeah.
No. The county stadium leap is the move you make in the seventh inning when you're like, well, I'm going to leave and beat traffic. I came, I watched a couple innings of bad baseball. I ate my ice cream out of an upturned toy batting helmet. Let's get the hell out of here. County stadium leap.
Especially circa around the time that the Lambeau leap was invented.
Exactly. I mean, now we're talking county stadium. We're talking, this is my prime for watching Brewers games pre Miller Park. Has a different name now. AmFam? What? I don't even know. Been out of Milwaukee too long. All right, question two. We are moving on. 1987, 10th round draft pick out of Virginia, who is a current defensive lineman with the Twitter handle Buckers All Day. We got a bunch of thinking faces on here.
Current Packers defensive lineman?
Yes.
How is that possible?
I'm going to read it one more time. And again, yeah, it's a combination of two different people. 1987, 10th round draft pick out of Virginia, who was not friends with Penn and Teller. Extra clue. And is a current defensive lineman with the Twitter handle Buckers All Day. Assume that means he was a Buckeye? I think that's an extra clue. I feel like I'm giving away a lot.
A defensive lineman that was a Buckeye?
Yep.
I'm guessing...
I got to call clock here at some point. I'm going to call time there. The answer is Don Mikhaus Kingsley Kiki.
Whoa.
Okay.
That is a intense one. I don't think Kingsley Kiki, but didn't he go to Miami? Did I make that up?
Texas A&M.
Ooh.
Texas,
yeah.
Well, I might have misled you with that. Buckers yeah, All did, Day. I don't know what that is.
The clue wasn't official. It was just Zach.
That's fair. Yeah.
Thank you for cutting me some slack. I appreciate it.
Wait, why is that his handle?
Who knows? That's the F. That extra bonus points if while we're playing.
When trivia questions leave more questions than answers.
Such is life. Such is life. All right. Question number three. Initials / nickname of a Packer Hall of Famer who led the NFL in sacks in 2004 and defender who sealed their ticket to Super Bowl 45 with an unexpected pick six against Smokin' Jay Cutler.
KJBJ Roger. Oh, shit. Sorry.
I got a call on Tex.
Yeah. KGBJ Raji.
Yeah. Sorry, Ben.
My bad. That's what you get for not doing the buzzer protocol.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, it's my fault.
All right, so that is 25 meaningless or possibly eventually meaningful points to Tex. We are moving on to question four. Final question of the first half here. Alex and Tex with 25. Ben would have had 25, but maybe I'm messing up here.
No, I just can't follow rules.
Matt's going to listen back to this and be like, this is the least efficient trivia I've ever heard. All right, question number four. Hall of Fame 60s era offensive lineman who later went on to coach the Browns, Bengals, and Packers, and wide receiver who left Green Bay and loves taking shots at Rodgers and the front office.
Forrest. Oh, goddamn it.
We're going to go with Ben.
Forrest Gregg Jennings.
Yay.
Sorry. Tex, I think that's yours.
Is it?
Oh, you're good. You got it.
We're all tied up going into the second round.
I gotta work on my my screens. I got too many screens, too many competing screens, so I'm not doing the best job of keeping track of it. Do you want to give it to Tex?
It's probably more fun for us to be tied heading into the second half.
Keep those points.
All right, guys, that is the end of the first half, and wouldn't you know it, the points somehow meaning something. It is 25 all, one question each for Alex, Ben, and Tex as Alex takes a sip of, is that vermouth? Did we establish that earlier? What do we got?
No. This is just wine.
Just wine, not vermouth.
Not vermouth. It's Tuesday, Zach.
Yeah, I know. I didn't have any kind of halftime shenanigans planned. I don't know. Do we want to like get the Zamboni out or...
A little sideline interview.
Yeah, right.
In the second half, he says they need to do better on defense and not turn the ball over.
Really like the way we're doing that thing that we're doing well. And, you know, that thing we're not doing well, we got to not do that. Do that a little better. And, thank you.
Team Foley probably... a little upset with their discipline in the first half. some self-inflicted errors. But, you know, playing well. Just got to stop shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah. Got to cut down on the flags.
All right. We are going to move along to the second half. I think I'm going to break out the haiku music for this one because it feels appropriate. It doesn't say... in Matt's trivia script here to do that, but they are haikus after all. So again, four more questions, and the question's going to be in the form of a haiku. The answer is going to be very simply the answer. These ones hopefully are, I think, a little bit easier. All right, so we're going to tee up the first question, and to do that, we're going to step into the spa. It's the spa round, guys. All right, first haiku question. Coming at you. Should be in hall now. Member 90s all decade team. Now works with the spoon. I believe we got Ben Foldy chiming in.
Leroy Butler?
Yeah. Leroy Butler, purveyor of. Does he have a vodka now? Is that his thing?
Creator of the County Stadium Leap.
No, that's the Lambo Leap. I created the County Stadium Leap. Tex, do you know, is it a vodka? Is it
Leap? I think vodka? So. Yeah, I think it's Leap brand vodka.
So you haven't tried it, it sounds like.
I have not. I generally stay away from clear liquors. I'm a Ron Swanson like that.
It should be a brandy, probably, right?
Yeah.
That'd be a good too. Yeah. Really appeal to that Wisconsin base.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Moving on to question two. And to do that, we're going to head back into the spa. We're going to get four haiku music drops here. A relaxing pod. All right, question number two. Signed 2002. Sherman wishes he hadn't. Huge free agent bust. We got Tex with an answer. What do you got?
Joe Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good call. I definitely didn't remember that one. And he actually added a note here. This is so nice. He's got like little did you knows on some of these. Matt says, after Ron Wolf retired and Mike Sherman took over as coach and GM, he went out to get free agent talent, signing Joe Johnson to a six-year, $33 million contract, which was a lot back in the day. 2 years later, the injury-prone Johnson was cut, having played only 11 games. Ouch. The Sherman era.
I was going to guess that he had played 8 games, so I even undershot that. Jeez. Lack of return on investment.
Sherman, along with BJ Sander and Ahmad Carroll... It's like, or Amon Carroll. No, Ahmad Carroll.
Yeah.
It's like, the Mike Sherman combined GM coach era is truly a horrifying. It's just
Mike Sherman, good human, decent coach, terrible talent evaluator.
Yes.
Who's the biggest free agent miss in our lifetime?
In our lifetime?
Yes, you mean, there's a lot of draft misses. Is it Joe John? I'm trying to think, like,
for the Packers specifically or everybody?
Yeah, yeah, sorry. Just like, you know.
Joe Johnson's right up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't take a lot of huge swings that don't.
No, I mean, Thompson didn't do any, right? I mean, what are you going to get mad about, like, Jeff Saturday or something?
Yeah. You know? He hit on all of his with Chuck and Pickett. Those are really the only two big ones. Chuck Pickett and Peppers.
Yeah, Peppers.
Those are all pretty good. Maybe it is Joe Johnson.
I think it is.
And you forgot that he existed.
I forgot that.
That's how bad he was.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I was trying to think, like, as you were saying the question, I'm like, you know, it's not like there's a few of them and I can't understand which one it is. It's just like, I can't think of any.
Well, as Ben alluded to, everything about the Sherman era has just been like deliberately removed, like Men in Black, like memory erase device erased from my head. All right. Well, we are moving on to question number 3 as we hit the haiku sounder once again. 1 yard TD King with Favre at Jets in 08. Nickname Forrest's Buddy. I think we're going to go with Ben. Or is he not? Yep. He's deliberating. All right. We're going to go with Alex.
Bubba Franks?
Yes.
I forgot he was a Jet.
Nice work. I forgot that too.
Somebody tweeted the other day that his longest reception was something like 18 yards or something.
1 yard I think TDK. He had a longer pass completion that he threw on a pass out of the backfield.
Amazing. That's guys, great. as we head into the last question, it is all tied up. So a tie, unless nobody gets this one, a tie is impossible and we will have a clear winner and I won't have to dip into these tiebreaker questions. So we are going to tee up the last haiku. Let that long hair flow. Whitewater legend, now Bills. Rodgers loves this guy. I think I saw Ben chime in first.
Jake Kumerow.
Yes.
Of the Bosa clan.
And he gets the church sounder, which we haven't gotten to use in like 2 years. So with
that. I was
that,
really thinking there'd be a Wow Jew question.
You say that name again?
I don't know if I said it correctly.
I think it's just waiting Bo-Ju. For it.
Bo-Ju, yeah. I have a fantasy league that named one of its divisions after Bo-Ju.
My fantasy team, I've stopped in the last couple of years, but my team was always Najee's number twos after probably one of the worst off-field incidents in Packer history.
Yeah.
See, we haven't brain dumped the entire Mike Sherman era.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
There's certain
I met Najee.
You remember
Davenport.
The good parts?
there was an autograph signing of Najee Davenport at like a Greenfield Best Buy. And a friend of mine and I drove down just to shake Najee Davenport's hands. It was very strange.
It was in the hamper section or what part of the store was
It was just right when we thought that it was like one season when you thought that Najee Davenport was like going to get his turn to be kind of the number one guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe this will pay off. Maybe I'll get to shake hands. And it was just like, nope.
And he stayed behind Amon Green as the number two in the depth chart.
Yes.
Wow.
Was that the season they did like a thing where like between the 40s, it would always be Davenport? Like for that part of the field, and then like Amon Green would like have like the rest of the. I just remember there was some type of weird like carry share thing, but it would had to do with where they were on the field. And I used to try to replicate it in Madden. I took so much pride in like splitting their carries the same way in a video game.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we're bearing the lead, so I'm just going to hit the game show music one more time to play us out. Congratulate Ben Foldy.
The lead is that I once shook Najee Davenport's hand.
There it is.
And I didn't know where that hand had been.
No.
We didn't we didn't determine a prize. I don't know. I can send you like a $15 gift certificate for B&H, the official unofficial weird electronic store in Manhattan.
I went to B&H last week.
What'd you get?
It was great. I got a wireless modem, a refurbished wireless modem.
And some kosher candy on the way out the door.
And some delicious, weird, sour, chewy that isn't really chewy candy. It was amazing.
It was
amazing because there was nothing, they weren't any of those like in the normal part of the store. And I was like, ah, shit, like COVID took out the candies. And then I got to the end and at the cash register, there was a giant bowl of those. And at the coat check as you were walking out, and I took two fistfuls and was just like, all right, see you guys.
My fiance and I are into amateur photography a little bit, so we've spent a lot of money at B&H, but never having been to the store in New York City. So one of these days, I want to actually have a chance to go to the physical store.
It is worth it.
Sounds like a wonderland.
It's a true New York experience.
Yeah, it's very unique. You guys should you can all get together there, take a photo, and we'll put it on the Instagram.
I actually think I'm talking through a mic. No, wait, no, the mic was yours, I think. No, the mic is mine. And the other thing, the interface. But this is all B&H. This podcast is brought to you by B&H. I think these headphones too, actually.
There you go. You're just repping them. He did give me a tiebreaker question. You guys want me just to read the question just for the hell of it?
Yeah.
I feel like this is an easy one. Who is
it's
the Packers?
It's gonna be Wow Jew, isn't it?
Yes, 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 it is. No. Who is the Packers all time leader in rushing yards?
That's Amon Green, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, yeah. It is indeed. Amon Green.
Because he said it when he came back for that like six game stint at the end of like the 2007 season.
Yep.
Or 2008,
whatever. Batman himself.
Yep. 8,322 yards. Little over 100 yards more than Jim Taylor coming up just behind him.
What a weirdly kind of forgettable black hole in Packersness where they were like good, but you know, there's not really somebody on that team. I mean, I guess Donald Driver is kind of in that too. Like really quality long-term Packers that just never got to really win anything.
We have now entered Ben's ideal sports talk wheelhouse, which is just naming old Packers.
Remembering some guys. I mean, look, speaking of Packers that I ran into randomly, William Henderson at the Milwaukee airport, also like one of those guys.
I'll always love him because the first time I ever got to see the Packers in person was against the Dolphins. And he gave me his hat. Like I was like a kid in the, you know, sitting on the Packers sideline area. And he just signed his hat and gave it to me. And I was like, this is the coolest guy ever. So I was into fullbacks way before it was cool.
I believe it's generally accepted that William Henderson was the nicest guy on the like turn of the millennium Packers. And I saw nothing at the airport at like 6 a.m. to dissuade me of that.
My 72nd interaction with him did not dissuade me.
He did. He wasn't like yelling at. So you know, sometimes you see athletes. You know, I waited on a table. The big three, when they did that basketball league thing, they kicked it off, and they were all staying at the hotel that I was working as a server in the restaurant on the first floor. So it was like everybody from like, you know, if they put out NBA 99, like you have that whole roster basically in this restaurant. And some of them were really great, and some of them were not. But I won't name names.
Why not? Name some names. Come on. Give me one name.
The only thing I remember about the big three was I was super excited to see White Chocolate like coming out of retirement to like in a game format that I thought would really like play to his strengths. And I believe he ripped his ACL like in the first game.
Yikes.
Oh my God.
And it was just like, yeah, this is why you don't pay 40 somethings to play basketball at a competitive level.
This has been naming some guys. With your host, yeah. Ben Foldy.
Anyway,
man, guys.
I saw a great one on Twitter this week, and I'm like so mad that I bring this up without remembering what it was. It was it's an outside linebacker who was like a free agent outside linebacker, but like he mattered for a little bit.
Packers?
Oh, damn it. I feel like he wore a number in the 90s too. You got, we need to get to
this. This is a new trivia question.
Wait. What era are we talking here?
Like pre or right around like early days Mike McCarthy, if not like right before that, I think.
We're talking like Eric Walden here.
Oh, Walden. No, I remember what it was. I think I'm getting that all wrong. It was Andy Mulumba. Oh. I knew I would come to it. I was like, I have to bring this up because that was an epic name drop. Somebody dropped that on Twitter and I was like, damn, that's like way cooler. That's like Frank Zombo on steroids. That's
a nice quote. Who I miss is Sam Congato.
Yeah, that's a great one.
I hope he's got a burgeoning medical practice somewhere.
He must be like pretty far into his medical career at this point. Also, is he the best NFLer to come out of Liberty University? I would think he probably is.
He is for now. I bet you. I think they've got a quarterback coming out in next year's draft class who might be pretty good. But
oh, really?
So far, yeah.
Future Detroit Lion,
big Mulumba guy. That was way into the McCarthy. I think he was there when I was living in Milwaukee.
Andy Mulumba, I feel like, was on the team till like 2008, but maybe I'm making that up.
I think that was early 2010s. That was post Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think so. I think he was like at the training camp I got to go to when I like was actually working.
All right, I'm Googling this.
Attempting media.
Andy Mulumba wore 55.
I know he was eligible for the Canadian football draft.
He was drafted second overall in the CFL, subsequently signed with the Packers as an undrafted free agent in 2013. And then he tore his ACL on September 17th. I don't know if he ever saw the field for the Packers, honestly. That doesn't sound right.
I think he played about two seasons or so as a third or fourth rotational guy.
So when did he tear his ACL, or was he playing on a torn ACL?
The screen right now is four guys Googling.
Yeah. Pretty forgettable Packer, honestly. Andy Mulumba.
I liked him. I thought he looked like a decent guy.
All right, guys. That's all I got. I don't know, for this post bye week edition. Just thought we would have some fun. I teased a little bit the Bears upcoming. I don't know. Do we need to touch on that?
Hold on. I just found Andy Mulumba's LinkedIn profile. He's now the director of North American Platform and Technology Center of Excellence at SAP.
Oh.
Sweet.
All right.
Good for him.
Andy. Get yours.
Good for Andy.
Yeah.
And he's got an MBA from University of North Carolina.
Damn. Go you. Do better than me.
So yeah, Bears, Matt Nagy bad, Andy Dalton bad, Justin Fields hurt, Khalil Mack hurt, Allen Robinson hurt. What else we got?
Yeah. Why use lot word when few word do trick?
That's go Pack go.
Division champs
right around the corner. I think with that, we're just going to hit the polka. Because we could just name names. We could just name some guys for like another 30 minutes.
Brady Papinga. Hardy Nickerson.
Hardy Nickerson.
Seth Joyner.
Yes. That's a good one. All right. Huge, huge thank you to Matt Doherty. Check out the Benchwarmers Trivia podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. If trivia is your thing, especially sports trivia. Again, he was supposed to be on, but big, big thank you to him for all the work that he put into putting these questions together. Hopefully, I did your work some justice and didn't butcher it too badly. Congratulations to Ben Foldy, our first annual, whatever this is called, trivia champion.
Woo!
Yeah.
Congrats. Overcoming those discipline issues.
I had to play to the level of my competition. So, many thanks to my competitors. It really brought out my best.
Exactly. All right, guys. The bye week is over. Let's watch some football this weekend. Later.
Bye, guys.
Earl Dotson.
Santana Dotson.
Bruce Wilkerson.
There was another Santana back then, too. It was Santana Dotson and
Tex wins.
Chris Jackie?
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes, and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.